Hello, this is WFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is rainy outside, that's really all I can say. I am so wet. The strange thing about rain, if you can stand the rain, is that never rains in Southern California. But in the wintertime, it's just sort of a tease, because you know if it was only a little bit colder, it would be snowing. And what's so magical about snow in the wintertime is Christmas, of course, to be, you know, like, Anglo-centric. And speaking of Christmas, one of the most beautiful, beautiful aspects of it is Mariah Carey. So, thank you for tuning in. And I just, okay, wait. To preface this, I just found this remix. To give some background to my love of Mariah Carey, well, first of all, I once called Mariah Carey my mom in front of my actual mother, and she didn't look at me for a few days, like, anger. She was really mad at me for that. But in my first year of high school, my ex-best friend, Lily, if you're listening, which I know you're not, but if you are, by some strange cosmic event, that was one of the best Christmas presents I ever received. It was a mixtape, or like a CD, because my car that I had access to didn't have an aux cord, because it was from like 1936. It was a CD with like 15 different versions of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You on it. And even though she dropped me and made my first year of high school unbearable by the end because I was crying so much because she's so mean, I honestly forgive you, Lily, because that Christmas gift was possibly the best I have ever received. But anyways, I just found this version on Twitter, and it is a banger.
Yeah, Bella, you gotta go to sleep, man. Santa on his way, man.
Why y'all ain't going to sleep then? Ain't no damn Santa Claus.
Excuse me?
He coming. I'ma see him when y'all see him. You heard? Holla.
Saying, man, he just paged me, yo. You better go to sleep.
Holla, child. So you better
holla. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
It's the falling in love that's making me high. It's the being in love that makes me cry.
To go too far, 'cause no matter how it starts, it ends the same. Someone's always doing someone more, trading in the passion for that taste of pain. It's only gonna happen again. It's the falling in love that's making me high. It's the being in love. Thank you.
Most predictable. How do I phrase this? I guess what I mean to say is that I'm just very predictable, and I think that manifests itself very obviously in the selection of songs that I play week a week again on this show, but also just in general my listening habits. Is beginning to seem like I really only listen to disco or disco-inspired tracks or genres or musicians. But that actually came to my benefit because for Currents Magazine, the, how do they describe it? Like the arts and literary magazine of SMFA and Tufts students, founded by Georgia Oldham, Lily Pisano, and Polina Patel back in 2016, which is in its about, I guess this would be its third year of circulation. I'm crafting a little something for them, and it really came in handy that the only stuff that I listened to is from the 70s. But I think that's when people are like, oh, like, I miss this generation of music or blah, blah, you know, like, I was born in the wrong generation, like, that kind of stuff. I think it's interesting how people are just referring to such different things depending on, like, who's talking or who they are. Because, you know, like, when I think of, like, the 70s, like, if I could, like, go back to any, like, distilled moment in time, I'd want to go to, like, I don't know. I'd want to be in a roller rink and be wearing a gold lamé gown or high-rise, like, high-waisted corduroy flare pants. It has to be one of those. There's definitely velvet involved somewhere. And I'm like, there's a disco ball lighting the whole environment. And, you know, there's, like, sweeping vocals. And everyone's on, like, out of their mind on a variety of substances. And, like, it's just crazy time. And there's, like, glistening lights and shimmer and shine and bells and whistles. Like, that's, if I think the 70s, like, that my dream made up imagined scenario that probably never ever happened to anyone, but when I think the 70s, that's what I'm imagining. But I know, like, I don't know, some guy named Garrett, if he's thinking of the 70s, probably thinking like some grungy, like, I don't know, hair metal. I don't, even though I listened to the Strokes in middle school, I don't really know anything about rock anymore. But speaking of that, I don't know what the mood is, but sometimes when you listen to music too much, or listen to a playlist too much, or like a new song too much, and you just get sick of it and you don't want to listen to it. So I listened to my playlist from middle school, back when I listened to alternative rock. Back when, actually, I think that's probably when my, like, love of radio, so to speak, was conceived, because there used to be a station in the greater Boston area, WFNX for, like, I think they're associated with, like, the Phoenix, which I think is, like, a news publication or, like, I don't know, some music thing in Boston. What was it? It was 101.7, which is now country. But they would play all this stuff that I thought was so cool and, like, so groundbreaking. And, like, they'd play, like, Oasis and Radiohead and The Strokes and all of these, you know, really underground, have yet to be discovered, that I just so discovered. It's like I could be their agent, you know, be the manager of this new garage rock band. Well, I listened to that playlist for about, I think, 17 minutes. And, you know, it was refreshing to be like, oh, I haven't heard this song in a while. Or, like, I have, like, a memory attached to it. Or I used to really like the song, but there's a reason why I stopped listening to it. No offense to them. Julian Casablancas, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. Really sorry, but I don't like you anymore. What about all of my loyal listeners? Shout out to my mom, who's going to be listening to this probably tomorrow. She's probably in bed already right now. And shout out to Tyler, if you're still listening. So what we just had, the tracks we just played, we had Kim Petras with Slow It Down. She is so good. She is just bubblegum pop. It is... I'm very much a fan. Like, obsessive listener, almost. And then Michael Jackson, it's the Falling in Love off his album Off the Wall, which is my favorite Michael Jackson album, and you can debate me on that. I am willing to disagree with you and then argue my reasoning. And then A Taste of Honey with Boogie Oogie Oogie, which is such a velvety track, or, like, it's like molasses. It's so good. But speaking of why I think I, like, solely listened to disco, I think it originated in the fact that I didn't have cable growing up. So instead of, you know, like, watching, like, Nickelodeon or, like, Disney Channel, like, you know, like, a good, ordinary, like, millennial Gen Z, like, child, I would watch infomercials. So my favorite TV programs growing up were the Swiffer Sweeper commercial. I really liked the Magic Bullet one, which was, like, the blender. But my favorite, like, the penultimate, Charlotte's favorite infomercial has to be the Time Life Collections, which were basically targeted at retired people, which I guess technically I fit into because I didn't have a job yet. They were, like, probably, like, 30 CDs with just, like, you know, like, tunes from when the target demographic was young. So there are two commercials. There's one that was, like, doo-wop, which is also another genre that I'm a fiend for and a lot, like, really appreciate a lot. But then the other was disco. So my music taste, like, the foundation of my music taste comes from the fact that I didn't have cable, so I watched infomercials instead. And the most beautiful, sonically pleasing, aesthetically pleasing ones were the Time Life CD collections. And they only had the doo-wop and, like, the disco/soul. So that's what I listened to. That is the origin of why I have no diversity in my music taste. But bringing it back to some newer... another trait I've... Or not trait, maybe like a pattern or a tendency. Tyler is listening, in case you were wondering, so shout out to Tyler. What was I saying? Oh, yes, I will, like a song a lot, and then I realize that I only like the song for the sample. So Party Next Door is Break from Toronto. When I first started listening to it, like, I think I was inspired to listen to it, like, last week or maybe 2 weeks ago. I was like, oh my god, this song is so good. And then I, you know, who sampled it? Because I was like, oh, like, I just really liked, like, the backing track. And then I found out it was a Miguel song. So I was like, okay, duh, the song's good. Like, Miguel's incredible. Another example of this that I have gotten clowned for in the past is there's a song by J. Cole, Home for the Holidays, in which he has the most beautiful, really eye-opening, illuminating... You know, it makes you question what you thought you had known before, because you thought things had been, like, this way, but then they turned out the other way. And you thought it had been, like, you thought it had been, like, A, but it was actually, like, B. And now you realize it's, like, C. Well, you know, in Home for the Holidays, he says, Home for the Holidays, so you better holla at me. Which I think, you know, I might get that tattooed on my lower back. Open to suggestions if you don't agree with that. But in that song, he samples, or I don't know if J. Cole produced it, probably not. Or honestly, probably, because like Russ, he can do anything. Did you know that Russ produces, writes, raps, mixes, marries himself? You know, he really does it all. He samples this song, I have it somewhere, I forget the name of it, but it's by, yes, I am stealing content. I'm like Vice. What's it called? Oh, it's called Doc by Milky Way. And it's just, it's a really good track. So I don't know. I like, you know, people have like, especially with like copyright law, a lot of opinions on, what do you call it? Sampling. But honestly, I appreciate it because it just turns me on to like different music that I hadn't known before. So yeah, that's like lame because like I hadn't known it before, but now I do, so I can appreciate it now. Well, anyways, back to the samples.
Those innocent eyes, that smile on your face makes it easy to trust you. If they only knew the girl with the tattoo, like I do. Doing what you're doing just to get away. Going, yeah, I see, baby. Just don't lose yourself along the way. No, 'cause you're doing what you're doing just to get away. You're going. Too many of us gon' have to say I do, but I knew the girl with the tattoo.
Maybe we'll make promise you I'll never give up on us.
This is a weekly PSA that if you haven't listened to Neo's new album, Saturn, you should. and if you don't, you're making a grave mistake, but you can fix it by listening to her album. So that was If You Ever, which is a very beautiful song. I have such a big attachment to this entire album. It came out in, I think, October 19th or maybe the 27th. It was like the last weekend of October. And I was in my kitchen making bean soup. And I just sobbed to every song. The album broke me apart and then put me back together again. Like, better. Like, renewed. Like, stronger. Like, more willing to love. Like, more willing to be vulnerable. It's just, Neo is so good. Like, she can have all of my coins and, like, anything, like, outside of capitalism, too, I'd give to her. She is amazing. So incredibly talented. And I saw her live once, and it changed my life. And I'm hoping to see her live again so she can change it again. But anyways, moving past now, I have a theory that music about being a side chick is really good, like, better than music about, like, being in love or, like, you know, like, requited love. Like, unrequited love just makes for incredible content. Like, I don't know what it is. There's just, that's where, like, the vocals really stand out. And I'm willing to expand my theory or, like, you know, like, have someone, like, challenge me on it, but I'm just gonna play some tracks to supplement my theory, and I think you will be convinced. So first, one of my favorites that I just learned existed about like 2 months ago, by Jocelyn Brown. Take a listen.
I can't get off my high horse, and I can't let you go. You are the one who. You are the one who makes me feel so real, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, what am I supposed to do? Oh, what am I supposed to do, baby, when I'm so hooked up on you? Then I realize, oh, I realize that you are somebody else's. Yeah.
somebody else's lover after all the plans we made, now the shattered. But still I can't get off my high horse, I can't let go. You are the one who makes me feel so real. Ooh, what am I supposed to do when I looked up on you and realized that you're somebody else's guy? On that day in September, I'm sure you can remember,
I'm not afraid to die. gotta keep it super real with ya, shawty, yeah. I gotta keep it real, real with ya. Yeah, you could be his forever, baby, but tonight you're mine. I pay you in cash, baby, he just pay you mine. Tell me you love me, baby, and tell me it's mine. Cause time is money, and money is time, yeah. I'm on the sky, baby, sky, baby, yeah. I'm on the sky, baby, sky, baby, out of Miami. Still getting faded. Shots to the posture, we just so young and belated. That's why I'm out here winning, out here and getting. That's just the specifics, baby, we get it, we get it.
Just lay your pussy top, don't let this feeling fade. Girl, cut them bitches out, they ain't got shit to say. Just lay your pussy top, don't let this feeling fade. Girl, cut them bitches out, they ain't got shit to say.
Cause you the baddest in the game right now. You could be his forever, baby, but tonight you're mine. I pay you in cash, baby, he just pay you mine. Tell me you love me, baby, and tell me it's mine. Cause time and it's money, and money is time. Okay, you got it, okay, you got it. Champagne on that ass, just keep it popping, cause you South Beach, soaking for the soccer city kid. Baby, I'm riding around and I'm getting this way. I'm riding around and they sweating it, cause I know I got you for sure. Yeah, a couple shots of Patron, had us right in the zone, baby, yeah. But that's just the specifics, baby, we get it, we get it.
Just let your pussy talk, don't let this feeling fade. Girl, cut them bitches out, they ain't got shit to say. Just let your pussy talk, don't let this feeling fade. Girl, cut them bitches out, they ain't got shit to say.
Cause you the baddest in the game right now. You could have the whole thing if you came right now. Quit fucking with them lames right now. I could put you on some game right now. Like Rita and the other Rihanna, baby, you whoa. I'm in a room full of dancers, all of us cancers. One cleans the cash while the other one dances. Oh, whoa.
Yeah, you could be his forever, baby, but tonight you're mine. I pay you in cash, baby, he just pay you mine. All right,
all right.
Tell me you love me, baby, and tell me it's mine. Cause time and it's money. And money is time.
So I say,
you the baddest in the game right now. You could have the whole thing if you came right now.
Right now.
Quit fucking with them lames right now. I could put you on some game right now.
Away, it's morning.
shines across your sleeping face. A new day brings reality, and we must go out.
Just a few selections, kind of a vibe switch up with Party Next Door, but I think if anyone's going to switch up the vibe, you might as well have it be Party Next Door. So that was Jocelyn Brown, Somebody Else's Guy, Sisters with Voices, SWV, You're the One, which actually, speaking of samples and my love of samples to tie this whole show back together, was sampled in one of my favorite WizKid songs of all time, You're the One, featuring Ty Dolla Sign. It was off of Sounds from the Other Side from 2017. Ty Dolla Sign, though, you know, adds a lot to the song. It's actually on another track off that album, Dirty Wine. Ty Dolla Sign, not the biggest fan. He came to Spring Fling last year, as you know, and as I intimately know because I organized Spring Fling. And he was pretty unpleasant, but... And I don't think he was a very good performer either, but maybe that just wasn't the right environment for him. But yeah, that's a good song, and it's sort of like a subtle side song, because it's like, it's sort of saying, like, she doesn't have to know, a la, like, what's that Escape song, like, Little Secret or something, I don't know, similar vibe to that. And then Party Next Door with Right Now off of the Party Next Door. I really don't know that. I'm kind of... a novice to Party Next Door. Maybe I'll know him more in the future, we'll see. And then a little taste of Shirley Murdoch's As We Lay, but it was the Midnight Mix version, which I don't know how different it is from the original, but I like that version. She actually sang with Zapp, and that's how I got introduced to her, because I was pretty heavy into Zapp, like last spring, with Computer Love and all their other vocoder stuff, which I really enjoy. So I, you know, as you guessed it, really liked Bruno Mars's like persona with that. Speaking of like side chicks and like, you know, lies and, you know, being real with yourself and like eyes and real eyes, your eyes are the windows to your health. Schedule an eye exam to see if you're one of the 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can easily be corrected. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes. And those healthy eyes will help you realize real lies. But this is WFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Egg Hour. Thank you so much for listening and to send you off to your sleepy time dreams. Another Nao, because I can't get enough of a loop jam, actually. And here we go. The song's beautiful. I love you, Nao, if you're listening. Thank you.
No, no, no. don't try. Keeping up a